The State Department says U.S. diplomats are reaching out broadly to moderate Pakistani political parties in the wake of the assassination, urging them to join in the election process and to cooperate in fighting extremism. Officials say Undersecretary for Political Affairs Nicholas Burns and Assistant Secretary for South Asia Richard Boucher are leading the effort, and that calls have been made to, among others, leaders of Mr. Sharif's party. The former Pakistani Prime Minister, arguably Pakistan's most prominent opposition figure after the death of Benazir Bhutto, Thursday called for the resignation of President Pervez Musharraf and said his party will boycott the election. State Department Deputy Spokesman Tom Casey said whether or not Mr. Sharif reconsiders the boycott is his own calculation to make, but he said the United States believes all factions should support the elections and work to see that they are free, fair, and transparent.
Our ongoing position on this with him and with others is that it's important, again, that moderate forces in Pakistan agree to work together, and we would certainly encourage him, as well as all others, as well as all political parties, to participate in the process, and again, with an eye towards ensuring that there is the broadest possible opportunity for the Pakistani people to choose among a variety of legitimate political actors in the country.
The Bush administration said in the immediate aftermath of the assassination of Ms. Bhutto that Pakistanis should honor her memory by going forward with the electoral process, and that there should be no postponement of the voting or reimposition of emergency rule. But Casey told reporters there is nothing magic about the January 8th date, and that the United States would support a finite delay in the voting if that is the consensus view of Pakistanis.
We believe that if elections can proceed as scheduled, smoothly and safely, then we would certainly encourage that happening. I think regardless of whether they happen on the 8th or some date shortly thereafter, what's important is that there is a certainty on the part of not only Pakistan's political leadership, but the Pakistani people, that there will be a date certain that they will be choosing their new government and new leadership.
Casey said he is unaware of any suggestion by officials of the Musharraf government in post-assassination conversations with U.S. officials that emergency rule might be reimposed. The United States strongly opposed President Musharraf's declaration of emergency rule in November, which he rescinded earlier this month under international pressure. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and White House National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley paid separate visits to Pakistan's embassy in Washington Friday to sign a condolence book. Thursday, Rice made telephone calls to Ms. Bhutto's husband, Asif Ali Zardari, and to Makhdoom Amin Fahim, the second-ranking official in Ms. Bhutto's Pakistan People's Party. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.